Day 3. God has a plan to never waste a tear. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. I will never forget the moment I got the worst news of my life. My mind was reeling. My heart was breaking. It felt surreal. Was this a bad dream? But in the midst of my trauma, I heard Jesus ask me clearly, Anne, will you trust me? And then, in what must have been a generous measure of faith he gave me, I heard my spirit answer, yes, to him. And so began a holy adventure that led me to places I could never imagine, though he had already imagined and established these paths in my steps. I did not have a plan, but he did. My dream was to be an astronaut and work for NASA, traveling to outer space, but the Lord had a different plan that involved keeping my feet grounded while my life continually orbits around him. As a young girl, I had wanted to see the stars, but in an ironic twist with a good father who also has a gentle sense of humor, he ushered me onto stages I never planned to stand on and to meet many of the world's stars. Being a singer was not one of my life's goals, but when Jacob died, my parents asked me to sing at his funeral, so I did. Shortly afterward, my sister and friends helped me make a tribute video for Jacob, where I sang What a Beautiful Name to thank Jesus for his life, and we uploaded it to YouTube. Never in my wildest dreams did I imagine that the Lord would use this to propel me to the world stage to continue praising him, the one who had plans and untold mysteries yet to reveal. That is our God. The man with the plan, and the one who holds us in his hands, the one who promises us hope and a future. Questions. How can you trust God with your decisions and plans, your fears, your grief? Ask the Lord to reveal some of his plans for your life, and then sit quietly for 5 to 10 minutes in solitude and silence, listening in your spirit for his response.